a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire. It's impossible.
Posey will defend. Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life.
It is December 16th. It is a Tuesday, and we are back with the Razzball Basketball Podcast. I'm your host, JB Gilpin, here with my trusty Slim. And how was your weekend?
I have all my bones still attached to my body. Oh. I think I'm better than most.
Which is good, because there's been a lot of injuries and a lot of x-rays negative, which I always thought was hilarious. Does that mean that they don't have bones?
Yeah. Ankle x-ray came back negative. Yep. Where does ankle go?
Nobody knows. Oh, man, so many injuries out there. But first, have you listened to the Serial podcast?
No, I heard about it. I saw the lady that does it on Colbert. She's the PBS lady that does This American Life.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like something they said, something like, you know, millions of subscribers day one. Just ridiculous stuff.
Yeah, it was the number one podcast before there was an episode, even on iTunes. It's got over 5 million downloads already. I don't know. I think we need to coast on their success. I think we should... We should name today's episode something like that, just to steal some cereal. They'll click on it, be like, no. What I was thinking is, all right, so this Thursday, I think, is the last episode. They did 12 episodes. I'm thinking of maybe titling today's podcast Cereal Podcast, Final Episode Leaked, or, you know, something like that.
All right. Well, do me a favor. When you do it, misspell cereal so everyone that gets here and actually finds it deserves it.
Call it cereal, like the breakfast cereal podcast.
If they actually make it here, oh, that'd be so bad.
All right, so for today, we're going to recap all the news from the weekend, including so many injuries. It was a pretty depressing weekend, including yesterday. So the last 4 days, not good for injuries. That'll be the bulk of our show. Then we're going to take a look at the Razzball Commenter League standings. Take a look at our RCL leagues and look at the leaderboard, and then preview tonight's game. No fluff today. So right into it. Injuries. Anthony Davis bruised his chest, but he'll be back tonight. Tough break for Brow owners. I don't know if you saw this, but the number two RCL team who has Anthony Davis lost 4-5 last week. If you had Brow, you may have had a rough week last week.
Yeah, you're not ready for it. That's a whole bunch of rebounds and blocks, and you can't make that up.
It's a whole bunch of blocks, points, rebounds, steals, assists, no turnovers. Good for you.
There's no one guy that can make up for it. I mean, in a 12-team league, it's hard to pick up two guys that can make up for it.
Oh yeah, it's tough, and oh boy, my DraftKings on Friday night. I saved for Brow.
Yeah, I stayed away from him, but I didn't win. It was not a good day.
Yeah, I was so angry that I punched a wall, kind of like what Robin Lopez did yesterday. Broken hand.
Yeah, that's usually a pretty definable timetable.
Yeah, so at least there's that. Have you ever broken your hand? Because I've broken my hand once.
I've never broken anything.
What?
Not once.
How have you never broken anything?
I know, and I got three brothers. I don't know.
They didn't smack you around enough. although I punched a wall as well for my hand because I was a moron in high school. So does Chris Kaman need to be owned in all leagues while Rolo is out-o?
I mean, he should be picked up just to see what happens, but I don't know if they're going to give him starter minutes.
They might not.
I don't know if he can survive that.
Well, he's been running great with the second unit.
That's what I'm thinking.
You know, so maybe, you know, last night they did finish with Thomas Robinson down the stretch. Maybe he gets another run. They did start him some last year when Aldridge got hurt. You know, they've got Joel Freeland and Myers Leonard. That name's always tough for me to say. They really could do a lot of mixing and matching, but I think regardless if he doesn't start. I think Kamen's going to be close to 30 minutes a game, and right now he's usually in the low 20s.
Yeah, and but when he's in, it's all him. That's what I don't know. I don't know how well he'll even mesh with the first unit. I don't know. I'm lukewarm on the idea of Kamen being a big pickup.
I think I'm a little warmer on it. It is worth noting that his wife is about to have little baby Kamen, which I'm picturing baby Kamen getting born with, you know, a bald head like babies are born most of the time, but still a full beard.
Oh, first baby at 32. I don't even need to go into that. If somebody's listening, they know why I'm not going into that. Moving right along.
I know where you're going with that. Last night, Jabari Parker sprained his knee. I think we're still waiting on his MRI at this point in time. X-rays were negative, but from reports of it, it did not sound good. Could not put weight on it, was in a lot of pain. I don't know. You worried about Jabari?
Yeah, I'm not dropping him yet. I want to get more. I want to know what's actually happening.
Yeah, and I have Jabari on one team. I thought about dropping him, but didn't. I want to, but I mean, it's mostly because someone put this about Rolo in a comment too. That they're like, I accidentally was thinking, I was hoping Rolo would get hurt just so I wouldn't feel bad about dropping him. Kind of feeling the same way about Jabari.
Yeah, I mean, I'm wondering if this whole I don't think only one person can really cause that kind of karma, you know.
No, I know.
To a player. But if a lot of people are doing it, I don't know. Maybe it does work that way.
There's such
thing. Because there are two guys that, you know, you two aren't the only ones thinking this.
Yeah, there is such thing as groupthink and group frustration. I ended up holding on to him. I'm going to. But it is worth noting, if he's out for like a month or two with a tear somewhere, Ersan Ilyasova, I think he'd start at the four when he's back. Now, he's still out with a broken nose, but something to keep your eye on. What do you think, say Parker's out for 2 months with a torn MCL or something, who do you think's the biggest beneficiary for the Bucks?
Right this second, I guess I'd go Middleton.
Yeah, did you see his game winner last night?
No, but I read what you said. That's, yeah, it couldn't have been pretty.
It was a contested three that banked off the backboard, rimmed around the rim, and somehow still went in. It was definitely some karma there, because after the Bucks seeing Parker get hurt to win on a game winner like that.
They can throw Giannis into some power forward minutes if they need to. And I think Middleton does give them their best player. I mean, Henson is down to, yeah, I mean, right now it's Middleton, but
yeah.
If Ilyasova comes back and is, cause it, you know, Ilyasova's injury isn't like a knee or something. Mm-hmm. So he should come back and be able to play full minutes. So, I mean, maybe it is Ilyasova when he gets back. Right now it's probably Middleton.
So, given equal needs, I know they're different players. And you have an empty spot. You picking up Middleton or Kamen? I know
I it's Kamen right now. I need to see if he starts.
Yeah.
I got to go Kamen now.
Yeah, I would too.
Middleton's still a question mark. I mean, probably won't start. I mean, what are they going to do? Start Sanders and what's that guy's name?
Pachulia? Is that where you're going?
His backup.
Yeah. I don't know. Sanders has been terrible.
It's rotating. Getting good and bad games. And it's all foul trouble, you know?
Four fouls early last night.
One of them was against OKC, which means it was against Steven Adams, which, you know, kind of makes me giggle inside.
You love your lurch.
I want him and Beverly to play on the same team.
Adams and Beverly? That would just shut down the other team.
There'd be a fight every night.
What if OKC traded Reggie Jackson for Beverly? Although Arjax wouldn't mesh too well with Harden either.
Nope. I'm thinking the Lakers. Lakers are going to pay for him.
For Beverly?
No, for Jackson.
Oh, for Jackson? Yeah, that is actually a good fit. Man, how high of a pick would he be if he's on the Lakers? Next year.
He'll probably give you top 50 value, but he'll probably fall a little bit out of that.
Really? I'd go to like
where Lynn was being drafted. That was kind of crazy, but yeah, I he's going to be really good next year wherever he goes.
Man, I was going to say like 30-ish if Kobe doesn't come back.
I mean, Kobe signed a 2-year deal, so.
Well, that wasn't that last year that he signed the 2-year deal? This is his last year on it, I think.
Hmm. I think he signed 2 additional, but I'm not entirely sure there.
Yeah. Well, Kobe's old, so who knows?
Right, but we've been saying Tim Duncan will retire for the past 5 years, so who knows?
Yeah, he's been awesome, too. To your Utah Jazz, Derek Favors gets a cankle, sprained his ankle. He's questionable tonight, but liked what we saw from Rudy Gobert. Any chance Gobert takes Cantor's spot or has any staying value while Favors gets these back? Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think so.
I don't think so
He's
either.
He's still real young. Fouls way too much. Nope, not yet. Maybe next year.
Yeah. Definitely shown some good flashes with those defensive stats and, you know, not taking labradoodle shots, keeping the field goals down and getting steals and blocks. It's good to see. Good to see for his development. So.
Yeah, and him next to Favors, there's so much defensive potential there.
Oh, nothing but lanky arms coming at you the whole game.
But they're still both, you know, they have enough bulk to bang, too.
No, I know. I'm just...
And they're both so young. I don't know. I like what Utah's doing.
It's like 45 feet of wingspan between those two. So, sad song from your West team, Utah, to your real NBA team. You're Miami Heat. McRoberts probably out for the year with needing a meniscus tear surgery. And Chris Bosh, he's got a sore calf. It's, you know, there's been so many conflicting reports. He's limited in practice, but some reports saying it's going to be weeks. What are you doing with the Heat? Because you're the Heat expert. I know you chuckle every time I say it, but you know more about the Heat than I do, that's for sure.
What they score last time, last game, like 60 points?
Oh, it was brutal.
Really bad. I don't want anyone on the Heat right now because they're just going to get blown out every night until Bosh gets back.
Yeah, I agree with you there. So is there any, you know, say all of the Heat forwards and centers other than Luol Deng, say they're all available. Who's your first pickup?
You mean besides McBob and Bosh?
Yeah. Besides Bosh and Deng, I mean, you're dropping McBob in every league, right? I mean, he's out for the year.
Yeah, probably. He's gone. Yeah, nothing can do.
So of all of those backup forwards and centers, who are you picking up if you had to pick someone up?
I mean, I picked him up in the REL, but that's so deep. Justin Hamilton is an interesting player.
He's gonna get a ton of work.
He got 30 minutes, almost 30 minutes, next to Bosh. When McBob went down a couple games ago, and now with Bosh down last time out, he got 33, 34 minutes. And then the only other people that played was like Udonis for 4. Sean Williams got maybe 20 minutes of terrible minutes. And Chris Anderson maybe got 20 minutes, but that's as much as he's going to be able to give you. So they have no choice but to give Justin Hamilton 30 minutes.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the pickup in, you know, in a shallower league, thinking like 14-teamers, is you can go back to Sean Williams and hope he gets hot from deep. But I think people need to not sleep on the Birdman. I know he's not going to play huge minutes, but he could, you know, play. Do you think he can play 25 minutes and get 2 blocks a game for the next little bit?
See, the problem is the blowouts.
Yeah,
why would they
true.
Not going to play him in a blowout? Whereas Justin Hamilton, they will play because they have no choice. And he's young. Nope, I think he's the guy. He's the only one that's going to get 30 minutes out of all their power forward centers.
You don't even think Sean Williams gets up to that with while Bosh is out too?
No, I don't think so.
Wow.
He can't defend anybody. Granger got a couple minutes last time out, but I don't know if that's going to be able to be a lasting thing.
Yeah. It's a tough team.
They could move Luol Deng to power forward maybe and play, you know, Ennis more, but they seem completely reluctant to give Ennis any minutes.
Yeah, I don't know if Deng can guard most fours.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be a blowout. I sell Dwayne Wade before he gets 10 shots a night in 20 minutes a game, and nobody wants him.
Yeah. And I was going to save this towards the end of the show when we preview tonight's games, but Wade is sick tonight and might miss the game there too. I mean, who's going to score any points for the Heat tonight?
If anybody, it's going to be Chalmers.
Yeah, so.
Good in that role when Wade goes down.
Yeah. So, and that's the reason to hold on to Chalmers, even though I don't think he's that great when Wade's on the floor with him. So.
Right, and this is only Wade being sick. It's not like he's
yeah,
hurt.
That's true.
Well, of course he's hurt. He's always hurt. I doubt he lives a day of his life not hurt. And I'm glad I'm, you know, you couldn't really, like, you know, people talk about NFL running backs, you know, getting paid millions of dollars. It's not enough money. You couldn't pay me that much to be an NFL running back.
No.
Some basketball players, the way they are after they retire, oof, I don't know if I could do that.
I don't know either, man. I mean, I run a couple times a week, and my knees hurt all the time. So, it's rougher out there than people give them credit for. Rougher Iman Shumpert, too. I mean, he's not too big on the fantasy radar, but dislocates his shoulder. Oh,
he was for a week.
Yeah, he was indeed relevant for a week. Out for 4 weeks. I know you're a big Tim Hardaway Jr. fan. You're picking him up for some threes in any leagues?
I haven't. Don't need the threes, but if I did, yeah. I don't see why he won't give 20 points and three threes a night.
And, I mean, Melo's always seems to be hurt lately as well. I mean, at some point, Hardaway's going to be their only offense. J.R. Smith's been a little banged up. Man, 16-plus points and three straight for Tim Hardaway Jr. 4-2-1, those are just threes the last three games. Had some real high-volume free throws last time out. Yeah, I could see him being a good Thragnoff for you for a little bit.
Yeah, maybe three boards, maybe two assists. That's about it.
Yep. So two guys with back issues. Chandler Parsons, he's had back issues before. Sounds like he'll be back tonight, but had a little bit of a Jay Crowder sighting out of anywhere. You worried at all about Parsons? You know, less so for tonight and the short term, but more long term. Seems like he's, you know, he's not that old, but always seems to have these back issues crop up.
Yeah, this definitely isn't the first time. Yeah, I don't know.
Right. We're not doctors.
Let's see how long he's out. If he's back relatively quickly, then no, there's nothing to worry about.
Yeah, I think I'm in the same boat.
He goes, tonight and tomorrow. If he could miss those two games, that's fine. But they got December 20th against San Antonio. He must be back for that game.
Yeah.
That's too important of a game for them.
It will be an early big one. And then Goran Dragic. Right when he was turning it around and right when Isaiah Thomas comes back, you know, they did start Gerald Green. He shot 3 for 18 yesterday, 2 for 15 from three. That's brutal, but still got the counting stats and, you know, he can get hot. We know that. I know there's not much to do here, but, you know, are you worried at all about Dragic? Are you going to sell high Isaiah Thomas? He put up 20 last night. Anything really to make out of this Suns situation?
Well, at least it narrows it down a little bit for us. I always like that.
Yeah.
But, man, they've lost now, what, 6 in a row? Oof, that's not pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're so reeling.
Especially after that buzzer beater of Chris Middleton's bank. Oh, that was such an ugly shot. I don't know. I'm thinking about shooting some Dragic owners, some buy lows, if anyone's worried.
Okay. I mean, you know, it's a good time to sell, really, given that Isaiah Thomas is back.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. I'm talking about dirt cheap buy lows. I mean, people
have
been
getting an injured player, so.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be at full price.
And I think because people have been frustrated with him, you know, you've been frustrated once, shame on me. Frustrated twice, I'll give him to you for nothing.
He's going to frustrate me again.
Yeah, so. All right, so let's go to two big men that are your favorites. You've got them circled in hearts on your Trapper Keeper. Start with Yusuf Nurkić. He's pretty good. And I remember saying, I thought you, I just didn't think he'd be in the rotation at all for Denver. And then I saw his debut, his first game. I think the Nuggets were on ESPN for their debut. So I remember watching him on there, and I remember telling you he looked really good. last couple games being in the rotation, he's been pretty balling.
Yeah, the big thing about him was that the everyone thought after the draft he was going to go play in Europe for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So when Denver said no, he's we're going to play him and we're going to give him minutes and he's not gonna even going to go to the D League. You know there was something special going on there.
Yeah, I mean, the past two games, 18 minutes in both, on the 13th at Houston, 9-5-1-2-3, and then the next day against San Antonio, 10-8-1-1-1. I threw out in a comment to you, I've got a possible nickname for him, the Bosnian Brow. What do you think?
I don't know. You see his Yahoo picture? I love that little smirk he's given.
He does have a little smirk. He's like, yeah, I own this.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, this is mine. So, by the way, those two games, 18 minutes, both games,
mm-hmm.
First one he fouled out, the second one he had four fouls.
Yeah, so there is a little bit of that. But, I mean, you know, watching some highlights, he looks smooth out there. He, you know, doesn't look... He looks polished for being a 20-year-old. Just turned 20 a couple months ago.
Love his foot. I was so surprised. Because the two people he was going against was Houston and San Antonio. He was going against Dwight Howard, and he was going against Tim Duncan.
Well, was Howard back for that game yet?
Yep.
Oh, he was. Well.
Yeah. And the best part about him, those two assists. Did you see the two assists? They're both like from the top of the three-point circle. One's a bounce pass. One was an alley.
One was the alley. I remember the alley.
They were pretty.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's very small sample, but 16 for 26 from the stripe, 60% there. Shooting under 40%, again, on a very small sample, 18 for 48. But
her 36s are like 15, 14, 2, 2, 3.5. They're just absurd numbers.
Jeez, so I mean, how big of a sleeper will he be next year if, like, I don't know Hickson's contract situation or Mozgov's, but...
About Mozgov.
If
this McGee now being McGee gone,
yeah,
is that just opens everything up. So it's all about Mozgov. If Mozgov gets traded now, Nurkic starts now. If Mozgov gets dealt in the offseason, then it's Nurkic's job. And, you know, they've never really liked Mozgov. They constantly give him 20 minutes a game.
Well, who does like Mozgov? I mean,
oh, I've made a couple offers to one person who likes Mozgov.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. It's true, though.
All right, and then another guy is a guy you were all in on when he got called up from the D League. You know, started a little slow, a little bumpy, but, man, he's must-own in virtually all leagues now. Robert Covington. Pat yourself on the back there. Here, I'll pat my back, but it'll be like a, you know, like a virtual one for you.
Yeah, his D-League stuff last year was so crazy. I don't know who was D-League Player of the Year, but Fantasy D-League Player of the Year was absolutely him. I'm bringing it up right now. 2 seconds. I know. It's terrible. So how you doing?
Who was that guard that had, like, 50 points a few times? That got called up, and then he, like, tore his Achilles right before the season this year.
Oh, Pierre Jackson?
Yeah. Wasn't he pretty high up, too?
Yeah, he was real good.
Yeah, so.
But last year in the D-League, Covington went 23-9, 1.7 assists, 2.4 steals, 1.36 blocks, 3.2 threes.
Oh, jeez.
84 free throw percent, 44 field goal percent.
Yeah, and his free throw percent is great this year, too. Yeah.
I mean, it could get ugly with this field goal percent, though. I wouldn't be shocked if he finishes under 40%.
Yeah, he's taking a ton of threes, and it's the Sixers. They're awful. I mean, do you have any concern that he goes cold for a week and they shuffle their starting lineup again, or do you think he's pretty locked in if he's healthy in the starting role?
He's taking so many shots. I think he'll just shoot himself out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't look... overmatched, but you know they're playing street ball anyway. It's hard to get overmatched.
It definitely does look like street ball.
You run and you'll get rewarded.
I think even last week I posed the question of Kenneth Faried keeps getting hurt now and barely playing. Then you've got Covington putting up lines like this. Who are you owning, Manimal or Covington?
It's for different things. Covington's going to hurt your field goals, whereas Fareed's supposed to help your field goals. Yeah, I mean, I still have Fareed in one league, and I'm holding on for dear life.
Yeah, I don't know. It's shockingly close.
But I got Covington in that league too, so I don't have to make that decision. Well, thankfully. Yeah. But yeah, so we're talking about maybe a 10-teamer here.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, and a 10-teamer, I'd make that move. Covington shouldn't be out there anywhere. And if Fareed is your worst guy, so be it.
Yeah, I actually agree with that. I think in a shallower league, you can afford giving up Fareed, and even if he has a great second half, it's a shallower league, you know, so be it. All right, so to the Pistons and the Jody Meeks surprise health. I thought he was going to be out longer than this. You buying him at all? Because last night the numbers looked good, but he really was not having that great of a game until the fourth quarter. The Pistons lose by over 20. This was a blowout from pretty much the beginning. I don't know. To me, it seemed like he had a bunch of junk time numbers. You know, it goes 21-4, two steals again. So he is going to give you steals. You know, hits his first three threes of the season, 7-for-7 free throw. It's all nice, but he was playing against, you know, the Lakers fill-ins.
Clippers fill-ins.
What did I say, Lakers?
Yeah.
Oops.
Same arena.
Some
you see their colors and you assume they're playing.
Yeah, some sort of Los Angeles fill-ins. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess you have to. You know, I wouldn't expect any rebounds. And I guess, you know, two-ish assists, maybe three if you're lucky. I don't believe these steals. I never have. So if you want to, you can, but I don't believe them.
I just think he's going to be in the mid-20 minutes rotational guy. I mean, Van Gundy is, you know, he's still playing KCP decent minutes.
I think KCP lost some minutes last time, though.
Well,
he went down to 26.
They did, but it's because he benched the starters and played the second unit the whole end of the game.
But usually Caldwell Pope plays those minutes, those blowout minutes.
He has in a few of the games.
You know, recently it's been going down. Yeah, I mean, it's time to move on from KCP. It sucked, but...
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you there. But
yeah, this could just, you know, muddy the whole situation.
Yeah, I'm just... You know, a lot of people have been asking to get Meeks for pretty decent options, and I just haven't been able to take Meeks in any situation.
Like, I'd rather have Brewer right now.
Oh, yeah. Like I think he's miles ahead.
I mean, Hardaway, 6 of 1, half dozen of the other.
I mean, that's close, but I bet Hardaway's owned in like 5% of leagues or something, you know?
Yeah. So, at least he should be.
Yeah. So, I mean, that...
Well, 19 in Yahoo.
Hardaway is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's higher than I thought.
Yeah, at 19 minutes a game.
What is Meeks at?
I imagine it's lower. He was drafted. 25%.
Yeah.
A lot of those are on teams that aren't playing anymore, though.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's kind of the range, which I guess is fine, but a lot of people seem to see more of Meeks than I do and just think it's the wrong team at the wrong time.
Yeah, I don't see it.
All right, so back to the Suns real quick. Did you see that Alex Lynn started over Miles Plumlee?
Yeah.
Who was the only fantasy ranker on Fantasy Pros to rank him at all?
Yeah, I mean... We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, he did foul out in 19 minutes, and while you're like, oh, that has been an issue for him. But, I mean, Larry Sanders had 4 fouls in 13 minutes in that game, so they were just hacking each other. I don't know. He's got, you know, only shot 2 of 7, but he has, you know, he's able to hit a jump shot, especially for a 7-plus footer. 6-6-0-1-3. It's a pretty decent line. Now, I mean, this is pretty low end. But the fact that he's starting and has a little upside, you know, who would you pick up right now, Lynn or Kamen?
Ooh, that's interesting. Kind of depends on my team, I'd say, a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Lynn's going to
Lynn definitely has way more upside. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got an RCL team that's doing really good. I have Kamen. I should be dropping him for Lynn.
Interesting.
Wait, do I have, I don't know. I might have Gobert still.
Oh, well, you can drop Gobert for a win.
Yeah, well, you know, if Favors went down for any length of time, Gobert was going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, but it looks like Favors avoided a major ankle injury there. I think I'd take Kamen over Lynn for the next month, but I do really like Lynn. I think he's a good fit for that team. You know, he's not going to play 30 minutes a night. They're still going to split minutes between
he
and Plumlee.
That's the problem. He does play for the Suns.
You know, Lynn and...
He's not going to score like Kamen.
Lynn and Plumlee only combined for 37, 38 minutes last night. They even run small with, you know, Markieff or Marcus playing some center.
It's usually Markieff. Yeah. Marcus plays the four, which is one of my favorite lineups they run. And then Tucker at the three.
Yeah. It's a fun team to watch. That was a fun game to watch, the Bucks and the Suns last night.
In Dynasty, though, Lynn is a monster. He's going to give you possibly good free throw percent and blocks. Only a handful of guys do that.
I was so mad he was kept in REL. I thought I was going to be able to get him for just a couple dollars on draft day, but he was like a $1 or $2 keeper. So,
yeah, he's a good player. He's a high draft pick, too.
Yep. I think that's why, you know, it was a high draft pick that was injured. They knew he was injured when they drafted him, got injured again. You know, it does have injury concern, but it was all like, you know, a serious ankle injury at the end of college. He had surgery, I think, and then, like, broke a finger in summer league or, you know, something fluky. So, speaking of the REL, let's talk about my trade I pulled off. I want to hear your thoughts on it. So, 20-team Dynasty, I traded Aldridge at 36 for Oladipo 26, LaVine at 6, and Patrick Patterson at 4. What did you think about it?
You know what I think about it.
I just want to be sure. You said two words back when I texted you that I got the trade done. Okay. So one of them was
cursory. I texted you back yesterday saying I won't be outdone, so we'll see about that. Yeah. But I think one of the things I said to you was if LaVine wasn't in the trade, it was still a good trade for you.
Yeah. I just really wanted LaVine because I'm a Rubio owner, and that, like, for the next 4 years gives me all of their point guard options. Because, I mean, Mo Williams isn't going to stay there. Now, unfortunately, I'm going to miss this window of LaVine starting because Mo Williams is possibly back tonight. But that's okay. I really like what I've seen for LaVine. And for $6 and a $200 budget 20-team dynasty with no inflation, I really like the price.
Yeah, you made out for as a keeper. I mean, he has to fill some spots now. And you lost a big and didn't get a big back. I mean, you got Patterson, but he doesn't fill the rebounding you lost.
I think the combination of Oladipo plus Patterson is close. And Patterson's young. I mean, I was looking at my team, and it's everyone is 26 or under now.
Yeah,
Aldridge was my grandpa, and he's not even that old. And it was mostly because, you know, my budget was going to be really high with 10 players, and now it's the same for 14 players or whatever.
Yeah, in a league like this, it's so hard to find those guys that he has to replace. I'm not real sure what he's going to do.
Yeah, but even in like a 14-teamer and you know, taking out a 14-teamer redraft, that would look like a pretty bad trade. But with prices and it being deeper than that, I was pretty happy with it.
He's going to be okay. Aldridge still has a couple years in him.
Yeah, and it's more just, you know, that $36 off the books and one guy helps spread my depth. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You are going to be much, much better going into the draft next year.
Yep, feeling good about it. All right, so let's take a look at our other fan leagues, our most important ones, the Rasball Commenter Leagues, where Pops' team with 46-16-1 record, still leading the pack with 93 points, but the surging Akron LeBrons in the Rasball Snipers League, 46-17, only 1 point behind now. I think their record the last, like, 3 or 4 weeks was, like, or maybe it was 5 weeks, was, like, 39-7, or just something ridiculous like that. So kudos to Akron LeBrons for catching up there. And, man, you're tied for sixth now in your RCL league. What has been the secret to your success?
Holding on to Sanders and Fareed, apparently. I'm running a real big team. Let's see, I've got Collison, Kemba, Lawson, and Harden as my only guards. And then everybody else is a power forward or center.
Interesting.
So I'm running high, you know, because Lawson is a pretty high-end assist guy. So mm-hmm. pretty good assists with lots and lots of bigs.
Interesting. So
and it is working. But, you know, my bottom two guys right now, besides my streamer spot, are Covington and Mody Unis. So that's probably what's doing it.
Yeah, so good team there. You're definitely doing better than my teams. I've got one at 32, which I guess out of 144 is pretty good. And then the one in our league is right in the middle at 75. A tough week against tied for fourth Razzball Rookie in our JV versus Slim. It was so close. They won 7-2, but there are four categories that were pretty close. But I couldn't quite pull them down. So
yeah, I've got them this week. I'll try to avenge you.
Yeah, I mean, his team, I mean, it's obviously good. It's tied for fourth out of 144 teams.
But
it didn't look
great. I
don't
have to look. It has Draymond. I bet it has Draymond because, yeah, Draymond, Drew. That's really all. I mean, those were those two picks.
Yeah, two guys that were
so
favorites.
Higher than ADP. Just so much higher.
Yeah. I don't know, and like I don't know, if I had Bogut, I didn't really want to drop Bogut. I would have won points. I would have, you know, I think I lost by 20 rebounds. I probably would have won rebounds. So I don't know. I really like my team in that league, even though it's barely at 500. I think it might be half a game under 500 now. But it's the one with Durant, who's got the minutes restriction slowly lifted off. So
yeah, it'll be fine. All you gotta do is make the playoffs.
Yeah,
wouldn't even worry too much about, you know, making sure you trying to get the top two spots and get a bye. Not even worth worrying about.
I just want to have a good record so I can win the RCL title. I don't think that's going to happen with that team.
Not in that league. I don't think too many Team Durants are going to be winning the title. And, I mean, like, overall title.
Yeah, because you started so slow. Reminder of the RCL title rules. The overall winner is the person with the team with the best regular season record that wins their league championship. So a lot can happen with that. I know it's maybe not the best barometer of how to, you know, choose the overall champion, but that way everyone's in it until the last week. And, I don't know. Do you like the way we do it that way?
I think it's very college, you know. I mean, college basketball, they really reward the regular season. And mm-hmm. I think that's what you're doing here.
Yeah, I mean, you dominated in the regular season, but then, you know, if you get knocked off in the playoffs, you shouldn't be in the mix for the title. And so anyway, that's how the winner there is crowned. All right, so looking at tonight's games, and we got to make our 30-point challenge picks. Looking at our board, I am still up 3-1 in the challenge. Although you've got the latest one on the board, I was up 3-0 there. We didn't get any last week. Did you see our highest score last week was 23 points from Durant?
Yeah, I think our Thursdays were both under 20.
Irving put up 20. Gay hit 13. But yeah, your highest score the past week was 17 points.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Rudy Gay had 20-something shots that game, too.
I know.
It was a bad game.
It was pretty brutal. All right, so reminder of the rules. Can't pick a top 10 NBA scorer. You need one of them to score 30 points. Top 10 right now in all players is Harden, Westbrook, LeBron, Bryant, Anthony Davis, Curry, Cousins, Melo, Blake Griffin, and Aldridge. And I just want to bring up this real quick. Westbrook is 0.5 points behind Harden for the scoring title, or whatever, the scoring lead right now. And he's playing 29.4 minutes a game, Westbrook. He's the only player in the top 10 there under 32 minutes. So Westbrook's having a hell of a year.
Yeah, he's being a little bit too much for himself, though. I think Durant will take that away eventually.
Yeah, I mean, Durant's, you know, tied for 15th overall. So
right, and Durant has no problem taking a quick shot, you know, just dribbling up the court and taking a quick shot if he's open. You know, he's always open. He looks up and he's open.
That's for sure. So who do you have tonight? We've got six games, lots of options to pick from. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Yeah. I'll let you go first. I've got an idea. Just going to make sure that's right. Yeah, I think I got mine.
All right, and I've picked him twice, but while he's and you've picked him once, we've never gotten him right yet. But I've only picked him once. You've picked him once. But while he's, you know, just talking about him, while he's not a top 10 scorer, I've got to take Durant at Sacramento.
Okay. And hopefully he gets enough minutes to do it for you.
Yep. I think that should be a one of those 80 to 50 type games in the third quarter. And hopefully Durant has got enough points at that point.
I think I'm going to go with the MSG effect and take no Parsons. I'm going to go Dirk.
That's a good one. I was interested to see if you were going Dirk or Monta, but you're going with Dirk.
Yeah, I think so. Monta's a little bit banged up. I think Dirk will take the lead tonight.
Yeah, Monta's still getting over that that elbow issue. So, good call there. So, we've got the Timberwolves at the Wizards. Might get Mo Williams back. Are you buying Shabazz Muhammad at all? Because he's putting up a lot of points. I think he's off 28 his last game. He's been double digits the past like 7 or 8. He's scoring only. I picked him as one of my streamers for tonight. Slash a DraftKings play. I don't know. I think
he's not a DraftKings play. I don't think he does enough. He doesn't rebound enough for sure. So I think DraftKings, you're looking for more point guard, center, less wing. But yeah, I watched some of his game. I can't remember which one it was, but I watched a lot of him, and he was really into the game. He was the guy. I mean, you know, somebody else would make a big play, and he'd be the one hooting and hollering. You know.
Yeah,
I really like the attitude that he brings to the team that needs it. I mean, they go down by 20. You know, they need someone with attitude to bring them back. And he's that guy right now. And I do believe it.
That's why I had him as a pick tonight. I think you know, Wizards at home should be able to get a good lead. Muhammad should play with the second unit. Is there any chance if Thaddeus Young gets traded that Muhammad starts?
He shouldn't.
It's a little small for a power forward.
Yeah, and I really like his role where he doesn't really have to guard anyone.
I think anyone
put him against their worst guy in the second unit, and you know he only needs to play on half the court. So no, I don't think so. That's not a good role for him. I mean, I you know, next year when it's Rubio, Wiggins, they need a small forward. I could see him slotting in there at small forward next to them.
You don't think they'll do Rubio, Levine? And then Wiggins at the three?
No, I think Levine's going to come off the bench and play both guard positions.
Play combo guard? Yeah, I could see that too.
Especially since he's still so young.
Yeah.
And Wiggins the guy, and Wiggins needs to be the guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think Wiggins starting is no question. It's just if they're going to run him at the two or three. Your Heat at the Nets, we talked about this a little bit, that Wade's hurt, a little sick. It's just
I thought, you know, can I take, you know, him and Bosch are both out, someone's gonna score 30, but you know,
Dang was the only person I could think of. I mean,
I'm not sure if they're gonna score 30 and a half, so it's not gonna happen.
Yeah. You starting Mason Plumlee tonight?
Oh yeah, he's gonna destroy him.
This is a good, I mean, maybe I should have called this a streamer DraftKings play, but I try to pick legit streamers, but I think Plumlee is like a hold for another week or two. That's why
Until Lopez is back, yeah.
So,
I mean, he only had one good game, right, against the Sixers?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he was decent the game before. I don't have it in front of me, but, you know, had some turnovers, and he's going to kill your free throws, but he's a good play tonight.
Yep, and I'm going to be watching Corey Jefferson.
Yeah, did you pick him up in REL? I knew you were thinking about it.
Nobody picked him up in REL.
Interesting. Yeah, I only could pick up one person given my new trade. I would have been able to pick up multiple people, but it's another reason I did that Aldridge trade is my depth was awful. But I ended up going with Karasev, who, you know, he's not that interesting, but he's 21 and starting on a rebuilding team. I don't know, just an interesting deep dynasty thought.
Yeah, they've basically now decided that Bogdanovich is not the guy.
Yeah, he looks
good. If they were to start Karasev, then that's a serious indictment.
I was going to say indictment. Great minds. Jazz at the Pelicans. Really not too much to talk about there other than Favors. Questionable. Anthony Davis is back, so you'll get your brow back tonight. Then we got Mavericks at the Knicks. Talked about Chandler Parsons. Might not play with the back or maybe limited. Shumpert's out. That could be a really ugly game, though.
Yeah, maybe I should have gone Hardaway. Who else is going to shoot?
Is J.R. Smith back? I knew he was hurt for a game. I haven't looked it up. Look it up now.
Yeah, that's one I don't know.
I don't spend too much of my day looking up J.R. Smith things. He did not practice today, dealing with a plantar fascia tear.
A tear? Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, so might be only Hardaway taking shots next to Melo. He might be right there. As much as I thought about taking Klay Thompson, you don't want to take your scores at Memphis, but, man, that is the game of the night.
Yeah, it's complete opposite tempos, so, mm-hmm. You know, whoever establishes their type of game is going to win. I bet it's Golden State.
It's like the Joker on the roof in The Dark Knight when he says an unstoppable force meets an immovable object.
I saw a comment asking about, it was like Draymond versus Dirk. Can you believe it's gotten to that?
Yeah, I remember. I had to fight for Dirk in that they really wanted to go with Draymond. But I mean, I know Golden State has a slightly better playoff schedule, but you know, I don't think David Lee impacts Draymond that much. But at the same time, you just have so much safety with Dirk. I mean, and that's even tough to say because he could get hurt. I had a tough time with that. What did you think of that?
And he also already has one DNP coach's decision. Dirk does. Yeah. Dirk has a rest day already.
Yeah. So
there could be more of those coming.
Yeah, it's on a back-to-back, you know, not too surprising.
I think it was against the Sixers. But
was it against the Sixers? Yeah, I was about to say, I thought I remembered that right.
But, you know, they get to play the Sixers again.
Yeah.
Gotta make sure that's not during the playoffs.
Yeah, that's a good point.
No, but Draymond, the price he would command right now is astronomical.
Yeah, and people were saying, is he a sell high? And I said, no, I'm buying it. But someone traded him straight up for Conley. I mean, that's an easy one to take Conley.
That depends on your depth. Depends on how your blocks look.
Really?
I don't think it's that easy.
I'm
not worried about my assists. Draymond easily.
Man. Well, we were point on with getting Draymond. Were we the number one rankers on Draymond?
That was our big one. We were the only one in the top 100, right?
Were we really?
Yep.
Oh, man. And remember the first couple games, he was, man, we were at 93. The next highest was 103.
Yeah, people were asking about dropping him, and we both said no.
Definitely. Number two was Justin Fan, guest of the show, who we said we liked his ranks. Yeah. Well done there. I think I might print out this Fantasy Pros draft rankings of Draymond Green that high and put it on my office wall.
All right. That'll probably make a pretty decent twit pick.
Hey, maybe I will do that. I do need to get more on Twitter, so we'll get to Twitter in 1 second. OKC at Sacramento. Cousins might be back Thursday, but it's one more game. That's why I picked Jason Thompson. Is it Jason Thompson? I get all the JT names all confused. I think Jason Thompson has a decent game.
I wanted to make an insect joke, but I just can't do it.
Yeah, I've made JT jokes a lot, so... do you think Reggie Jackson gets... He's had two really bad games. I think this could be a blowout, and we see a lot of Jackson at the end.
His minutes have been down, which is the part that's odd to me.
Yeah.
They should be. I don't know. Maybe they just ran him so hard the first couple of weeks, they're giving him a break.
Yeah, and he was getting beat up as a starter, too. He
came back from injury and played 42 minutes.
Yeah, he was getting really beat up. All right, so to Twitter real quick to end the show. You can always tweet me at JB Gilpin. One of my New Year's resolutions this year is to get more active on Twitter. Most people say less Twitter is a New Year resolution. I'm the other way. Got a tweet here from Artan87. Drop Larry Sanders for Olynyk. And I wrestled with this one.
Man. I mean, not Olynyk.
I don't know. We didn't even talk about Olynyk. He had a 30-point game his last time out.
Yeah, but he was coming off two not too good ones before that, and he was still coming off the bench.
His not so good ones are better than Sanders' not so good one.
This is true.
I took Olynyk, and I like Sanders, but I mean, I think you got to take Olynyk. I mean, Sanders isn't going to have the big games that Olynyk's having.
They're just different kinds of big games. Yeah, I guess I would. He's going to be somebody's problem, though, because he's not going to sit there. Someone has to have Sanders on their team. He had two good ones, two out of his last four.
Yeah.
And they were good. They were, 15-9 with two blocks, 10-9 with two blocks, yeah, both of them with 70% field goals.
That's what Olynyk's doing when he's on.
Olynyk's minutes aren't based off of fouls, which worries me. His minutes are based off of his terrible defense.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, Tyler Zeller's still technically starting. I don't know. I think it's Olynyk, but it's close.
I can agree with it. I would do it. I would do it, you know, as of today. But I still think end of the year, Sanders will have a better ranking than Olynyk.
Yeah, I probably would agree with that, but it's tough right now.
Definitely want to grab Olynyk before he gets a starting job back.
That's true.
If he gets a starting job back, he should go back to being top 75-ish.
And if he has, like, two straight weeks of ridiculous games, he's a huge sell high.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
defense is too.
He's very similar to Sullinger.
Yeah, too inconsistent there. So I don't know if you saw this, because I know you're not as huge on Twitter either. You're as bad as I am. But I saw this morning. ESPN put up a graphic comparing Johnny Manziel's pass yards, pass TD, in quotes, and then interception/steals, compared to the Cavaliers yesterday against the Hornets. So what they said is the Cavs had 120 pass yards in a game, had 5 pass TDs, in quotes, on long outlet passes, and 0 interception steals, even though they had 10 turnovers. And I love that the tweeter said ESPN has lost its mind.
I'm sure it looked good. I mean, I'm sure it looked strange, but... And you can make the case that, you know, if you pass it backwards, that wouldn't be a pass, right?
I don't know. I just thought that's ESPN grasping at straws right there, trying to work in more Manziel stuff.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I watched a little bit of it. He's not an NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever going to be.
And you know who the Browns play this weekend, and I'm going to the game.
Yeah.
They're going to Charlotte, going to play the Panthers, and gives them an extra week to probably be able to bench Cam Newton. And Panthers still looking like they can make the playoffs at 5-8-1.
There's no way.
Yeah, man. It's out of control.
Like saying the Dolphins can still make the playoffs.
Well, it's not quite like that in the in the AFC North there. I think that's going to do it for us. Fun show today. So much to cover. I'm sure we missed a few things, but we'll be able to cover everything more in depth tomorrow, and we're excited to come back then. You have a good one, man.
All right. See you tomorrow.